Hello, welcome to this month's podcast for Fit Fish for a Fiver members. So I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about intuitive eating. Have you ever wondered what it would feel like to truly listen to your body when it comes to food? Imagine if you could eat without guilt, without rules, and without the constant pressure of dieting or feeling that you're eating in a way to lose weight. That's what intuitive eating is all about. It was developed in 1995 by two pioneering dietitians, Evelyn Tribble and Elise Resch. And intuitive eating integrates a lot of what I talk about on Fit Fish anyway. And the first time I came across it, I was like, oh, thank goodness I didn't read this about this at the start, because then I might have thought that maybe I copied it, but God kind of revealed this stuff to me separately. I wouldn't be surprised if these ladies were Christians actually as well. So intuitive in eating, it integrates instinct, emotion and rational thought. So it's a framework that's designed to build a healthy relationship with food and your body rather than fixating on weight. And of course, that's what we're all about at Fit Fish as well. So I just wanted to share a glimpse into some of the key principles that they talk about with intuitive eating, and also what underpins a lot of what Fit Fish is all about. So firstly, rejecting the dieting mentality. So saying goodbye to that endless cycle of diets that promise quick results but leave you feeling like a failure when they don't work in the long term. So intuitive eating encourages you to break free from this false hope and the guilt that they bring. It's about reclaiming your power and trusting yourself and God in you and not external rules. So in practice, today marks a first step towards you eating in a way that works for the rest of your life. How does that feel? Secondly, honouring your hunger. So listening to your hunger signals is key really to restoring trust in your body. If you ignore hunger, it can trigger overeating later as your body compensates for that perceived scarcity that you've put it through. So feeding yourself adequately with energy-rich foods, including healthy carbohydrates from fruits, vegetables and whole grains, helps your body to feel safe and to feel nourished. So in practice, eat when you feel hungry to reassure your body that there is food available and help you to avoid overeating later. Now, there will be some of you who are further on in your journey and are maybe fasting intermittently because you're free in this area and because that works for you. That's absolutely fine if you're further along, and sometimes you maybe are ignoring your hunger because you want to fast for a little bit. But if you're in the earlier stages, it's good practice to eat when you feel hungry, as long as that is really when you feel hungry. And see the freebie this month as well to help with that. So make peace with your food. Food isn't the enemy. With intuitive eating, there's no good or bad foods, just choices that serve your body and your needs at that moment in time. So there's no good or bad choices. It's just what serves your body and what you're looking for at that moment in time. So removing the power of deprivation and cravings can help to prevent binge eating and the guilt that often follows. So in practice, can you unban any foods that you've labelled as off limits? Now, you might decide at this point to classify foods as whole foods rather than ultra processed foods. But that depends also on the stage you're at. Challenge the food police. So you know those nagging voices inside you that judge your food choices and make you feel guilty. Well, intuitive eating helps you to quiet those voices and let go of those rules imposed by the diet culture. Guilt means that you've done something wrong. When you're eating, you haven't done something wrong. Food doesn't have a moral value. What matters is how it makes you feel and whether it meets your needs. So in practice, are you feeling guilt or are you feeling convicted? So guilt pulls you down, while conviction inspires that positive change and pushes you up towards God. So push that guilt aside. Number five, discover the satisfaction factor. So eating should be a pleasurable experience. When you truly enjoy what you're eating in an inviting environment, you're much more likely to feel satisfied and content. So this helps you to eat the right amount for your body without feeling deprived. So don't force yourself to eat things that you don't want to eat, because you won't be satisfied. So in practice, try to always sit down to eat. Use a plate or a bowl. Don't eat on the hoof. Don't eat nibbling out the fridge. And minimize distractions. Allow your body and your brain to feel satisfied by your meal. Number six, feel your fullness. So learn to recognize the signals your body gives when you're no longer hungry. So your free surprise, your surprise this week is a hunger and fullness scale, which will help you to work this out. So can you pause during meals to check in with yourself? How does the food taste? How full do you feel? This helps you to stop eating at a comfortable level. So in practice, have a look at that scale to help you to decide when to stop eating. Okay, last one. Cope with your emotions with kindness. So emotional eating is often a response to restriction or some kind of unmet needs that you have. So rather than turning to food to numb or distract from emotions, intuitive eating encourages you to find other ways to comfort and nurture yourself that truly addresses the root of the issue. And as Christians, we would obviously, our first thought would be that God will be the solution and the answer to that. So I would encourage you to seek God when you are looking to food instead. And there might be other things as well that God encourages you to do, as well as spending time with him. There might be, you know, watching a fun program or reading a magazine or calling a friend. So spend time identifying the emotions that you're trying to push away and explore alternative ways to meet those needs beyond food. So if you follow these principles, you can start to rebuild trust in your body and rediscover the joy of eating and let go of guilt and restriction. So intuitive eating isn't about perfection. It's about progress and compassion and listening to your body. I hope that's helpful. Check out the hunger and fullness scale as well. And I'll speak to you soon. Bye bye.